Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Katie and I'm an alcoholic. And the question I have is, what did we discover about ourselves while sharing our inventory? My sobriety date is the 20th of October 2016 and I just celebrated my fourth AA birthday. So I didn't so much discover by myself anything in the inventory. I had to really have a lot of help with my sponsor during the step 4 and 5 process. I couldn't complete the last column in the inventory where was my fault. I was just so focused on what had happened to me, what people had done to me, you know, and I really struggled to see my part in it. So during the step 5 process, one of the big things and one of the most common things in my step 4 inventory was that I wasn't minding my own business. So for example, I'd have stuff in there about my mum and my dad and other family members and friends and stuff, and a lot of it just had nothing to do with me. What I learned was that they have their lives and I'm not in control of that, and it's just none of my business. I also found out that what had happened was out of my control. And that there was no way, like, my most common defect was to manipulate people. You know, I'd say to my dad, you know, I'd constantly steal his credit card, and if he didn't give it to me, I'd be like, fine, I'll go kill myself then, you know, trying to manipulate him. And, you know, I'm really grateful that got pointed out to me, you know, like, because I thought what I was doing, you know, I guess I had to do what I had to do to get what I wanted, and I didn't care what it was to step over people. I also discovered that not necessarily during my step 5 process, but while listening to other alcoholics sharing their step 5s with me, was that I'm not the only one that's done what I've done. You know, like a lot of alcoholics are selfish while they're drinking, and you know, they manipulate people, they try and control people, they chuck a tantrum when they don't get what they want, you know, and I'm not so special, you know, I'm not so unique that what I've done separates me from others in AA. I've found my place in AA, and that's what I really like about recovery. You know, I've always felt different my whole entire life, and now I've finally found my place, you know, where in AA I've been accepted for who I am, you know, for what I've done, and you know, that people don't really care, you know, I'm no different. I've found my place in AA, and I'm really grateful for that. So I'll leave it there. Thank you for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.